Today we're going to learn Daf Samech Chesamid Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the top of Samech Chesamid Aleph. We are at the beginning of the Gemara. So we had said that there is a Klal Gadol about Shabbos. So my time Matana Klal Gadol. Why is it that the Tana taught Klal Gadol? If it's because we're going to want to have another Mishnah that's going to come up in about a few Dapim from now that's going to tell us another Klal and it only has two details. And over here, the klal has four details, so that's why this one is a klal gadol. So Tana klal gadol. That's why it calls this one klal gadol. Klal gadol v'gabi shviyas nami. And we're going to say that by the year of Shemitah, where it says klal gadol amr b'shviyas, it's mishum dekabai lemisni od klal acher. It's because the Mishnah over there, Masecha Shviyas in the seventh parak, wants to tell me another klal. So Tana klal gadol v'hal gabi meiser dekatani klal acher v'lo tani klal gadol. But my Meister, there's also two Mishnayos about a Klal, and one of them is bigger than the other one, and yet it doesn't call it a Klal Gadol. So why is it that this is called the Klal Gadol? Can't just be because it has more Pratim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Barabin, Shabbos Shviyas Deispu Avos V'Tolados Tana Gadol. Meister, Delespe Avos V'Tolados Lo Tana Klal Gadol. No, it's not about how many Pratim it has, it's about whether there is both Avos and Tolados. So when it comes to Shabbos, and when it comes to Shemitah, where there are both Avos and Tolados, so that's what we call a Klal Gadol. But when it comes to Meiser, there are only Avos, there are no Tolados, we don't call it Klal Gadol. Ulebar Kapara, Detani Klal Gadol B'Meiser, my Avos, my Tolados Ika. Wait a second, if that's the rule, then what about Bar Kapara, who holds that by Meiser we also say Klal Gadol? Are there Avos and Tolados by Meiser according to Bar Kapara? So the Gemara explains another reason why it might say Klal Gadol, a third possibility. So the first one was totally rejected out of hand. It can't be just because of the number of details. Second possibility is that it's avos and not that's something that has avos and tolados. Elav hainu taima. No, that's not the lav hainu taima. That's not the reason why it's called klal gadol by Shabbos and by Shemitah, because they're both avos and tolados. Rather, it's because if one thing has a bigger punishment than the other thing. So by Shabbos it says Klal Gadol because Gadol Onsho Shel Shabbos Yoser Mishel Shviyas. The Onesh of Shabbos is greater than the Onesh of Shviyas. Ti'ilu Shabbos Yisa Bein Betalush Bein B'mchubar. By Shabbos the Yisra applies whether the item is detached before Shabbos, like meaning there are Yisurim of Shabbos that relate to grain that is already detached before Shabbos, like Tochein and Lush, and there are Yisurim of Shabbos that apply dafka when you detach it on Shabbos, meaning those same yisurim apply even if the grain was attached when Shabbos began. All of the yisurim of Shemitah only apply to things that are mechubar lekarka, not things that are talush. The gadol onsha shel shviyas yoser min ha-meiser, and shviyas has a greater punishment in the sense that the isur is larger than it is by meiser. Dilu shviyas yisa bein b'maich ladam bein because Shviyas applies both to human food edible for human consumption, and to animal food, whereas Meiser only applies to Meichel Adam and not to Meichel Behema. Ul Bar Kapara, the Tani Klal Gadol B'Meiser Gadol on Shushal Meiser Yosem Mishal Peya. And this would even account for Bar Kapara, because it says Klal Gadol by Meiser, because the Isra of Meiser is more expansive than that of Peya. Dila Meiser Isa B'Te'in of Yarak V'ilu Peya Lesa B'Te'in of Yarak. The Dinam of Meiser apply to a Te'ina and a Yarak, at least Midrabanan, whereas the Dinim of Peya don't apply to Te'ina and Yarak at all. So the Gemara brings Mishnayis that tells us that there's a chiluk between Meiser and Peya regarding Te'ina and Yarak. Titnan, because the Mishnah tells us in the first parak of Maseches Peya, Klal Amru Bepeya, Kol Shu Ochel V'Nishmar, anything that is a food and is Nishmar, it's protected, you're not mafkir it to whoever wants it. V'Gidula Min Ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. Uli Kitaso Ka'achas, and it's all harvested in one season, at one time. Umachniso l'kiyum, and you store it away for a long period of time. If it fits all those criteria, chayev bipeya. So we now elaborate on each of these criteria. Ochel mutei sviche satim v'kotza. That ochel means, as opposed to svichim, that are used for dyeing clothing and things like that. V'nishmar is l'mutei hefker, comes to exclude anything that's hefker. V'gidulam in ha'aretz means l'mutei kmeina pitrios, as opposed to things that grow from the atmosphere, from humidity, like mushrooms. U'l'kitaso ka'achas l'mutei teina. And as one harvesting season all at one time, that's to exclude figs, which grow constantly and you're not malakir all them one time. Umachniso l'kiyum l'mu'utei yerek, and machniso l'kiyum excludes yerek, like turnips and things like that, which do not last very long. Vegetables will spoil. V'ilu l'gabi meiser t'nan, but when it comes to meiser, the Mishnah says klal l'amur meiser kol shu ochel v'nishmar v'gdil min aretz chayv meiser. But v'ilu l'kitas u'kachas machniso l'kiyum l'tnan, it doesn't mention the requirement of l'kitas u'kachas by Meiser, so it must be that those requirements don't exist by Meiser, so Meiser applies midrabanan even by Yerek and even by Te'ena. And that's why, in a certain sense, Meiser is a klal gadol. So to summarize, we had three different explanations of why we call the Shabbos a klal gadol, either because there are many pratim, we rejected that one, or because they're both avos and tolados, that doesn't work according to Bar Kapara, or the final explanation that works according to everyone, is that it's the most expansive isser. It's a more expansive isser than other isserim in the Torah. Okay, than other isserim that relate to things that grow from the ground. So, now the Mishnah said, if someone forgot that it's Shabbos, and he did many malachos on many different Shabbosos, he's only chayiv, meaning he forgot the notion of Shabbos, and he did many malachos on many different Shabbosos, he's only chayiv one karban chatas. So, Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvahim, Masnis, the Mishnah is talking about someone who mamash has no clue about Shabbos. He was a baby that was captured by Goyim, raised by Goyim, was never taught anything. V'ger she'nisgayer l'bein anachrim, or a ger that was nisgayer that went amongst the Goyim, he never knew that there was an Isra of Shabbos in the Torah. Aval hikrul b'sof shacha chayiv al kol Shabbos of Shabbos. But if he once knew the Isra of Shabbos and then he forgot about the Isra of Shabbos, then he's chayiv chatos for each and every Shabbos, because that has a din of someone who knows Shabbos and forgot that today is Shabbos, where we said Yechai V'chatos for each and every Shabbos. So says Gemara Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Hashochech Ikar Shabbos, a person who forgot that it was the notion of Shabbos. And he does many malachos and many Shabbosos. He's only Chayiv one Karban Chatos. So we're Medayik, Lav Michlal, the Havi Le'idiyah Me'ikara, doesn't the very word Hashochech that he forgot imply that he once knew? So how can Rav and Shmuel tell me that if he once knew, he's going to be Chayiv separately for each and every Shabbos? The word Hashocheach, that describes how he's only chayiv once for all the Shabbosos, is talking about where he once knew. So it says more, my kol Hashocheach ikar Shabbos, tahis Hashochuach mimenu ikara shel Shabbos. Now, what does it mean that he forgot ikar Shabbos? It means that he never knew. It was Shochuach meikara. So ask the Gemara further. If Rav and Shmuel are going to say that the Mishnah is talking about when he's chayiv one chatos and all these different Shabbosos, is a case where he never knew about Shabbos, so aval hikir l'besof shachach mai chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. They clearly are suggesting that if he once knew about Shabbos and then forgot about it, he's chayev separately for each Shabbos. Well, then when we want to set up such a case where he's chayev separately for each Shabbos, adetani hayodea ikar Shabbos v'asam melachos harbe b'Shabbos harbe chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Instead of coming up with a case where a guy knows about Shabbos, it's just that he keeps on forgetting which day is Shabbos, and that's why he keeps violating Shabbos, then that's the case where you say that he's going to be chayiv for each Shabbos individually. Well, listen, hikar l'besof shachach and v'kol shkenhu. Why don't you tell me a bigger chiddush, that he's chayiv for each Shabbos separately if he doesn't even realize that there's such a thing called Shabbos, because he once learned about it, but he has since forgotten about it. And then I'll know kal v'chomer if he knows that there's such a thing called Shabbos and he just keeps messing up on what day of the week it falls out on, that of course he's chayiv separately. May hayodea ikar Shabbos, misha yodea ikara shel Shabbos ushchacha. Says Gemara, it's exactly the case the Mishnah means to say. When it says yodea ikar Shabbos, it doesn't mean he currently knows what Shabbos is about. It means that he once knew what Shabbos was. So now the Gemara asks, okay, if the Mishnah is talking about that he's chayiv chatos for each and every Shabbos only when he doesn't know that Shabbos exists, Shabbos. It sounds like that's why he's only chayiv one chatos for each Shabbos. Avalo shechachamai, sounds like if he did not forget Iker Shabbos, he just forgot that today is Shabbos, what's the halacha going to be? Chayiv al kol melacha umelacha, then he's going to be chayiv a chatos for each and every melacha. If the Tana thought that he's not chayiv, that he's only chayiv one korban chatos for every Shabbos, he should have mixed the two dinim together and taught that if a person knows Iker Shabbos and forgot it, or if he knows Iker Shabbos but he forgot that today is Shabbos and he did many melachos, so many different Shabbosos, he's chayiv chatos in each and every Shabbos. From the fact that it didn't mix the two cases together, it sounds like only if he forgot the very idea of Shabbos, Iker Shabbos, only then is he going to be limited to one korban chatos for each Shabbos. But if he knows the idea of Shabbos, he just keeps messing up what day Shabbos is, then it sounds like he's going to be chayiv for each and every melacha he does on Shabbos. So it says, if that's the case, adetani hayodeh shu Shabbos v'asa melachas harbe b'shabbosos harbe chayiv al kol melacha melacha, when the Mishnah actually has to come up with a case where he chayiv for each and every melacha, instead of coming up with a case of a guy who knows that it is Shabbos and he just does many melachos because he forgets about each and every melacha, that's when he's chayiv for each one, hayodeh ikar Shabbos, listening, hayodeh ikar Shabbos v'kol shkein hu. It should have given a better case. It should have been a case of a guy who knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos, but forgot that today is Shabbos, and in that case too, he's going to be chayiv al kol melacha melacha. And then kal v'chomer, a person who knows that today is Shabbos and just forgot about the melachos, ela masnisin v'sheikel b'sof shachach. So it must be that the case of the Mishnah, the first case in the Mishnah, where we say that a person is only chayiv one chatos, no matter how many Shabbosos he violates, is a case where he once did know about Shabbos and has forgotten about it. Not like we originally said from Rav and Shmuel. Udrav Shmuel nami v'ikrul b'sof shachach dami. Eki hikrul b'sof shachach dami. And the case that Rav and Shmuel were talking about of a tinok shnishba is also the same as someone who once knew and has forgotten. V'hachi itmar. And this is what Rav and Shmuel really wanted to say. Rav and Shmuel damri tavayu afilu tinok shnishba ben anachrim v'gershon eskari ben anachrim ki hikir l'besof shachach dami. The chayiv, that a person who never knew anything about Shabbos is considered to be the same as someone who once knew about Shabbos and has since forgotten, and is therefore chayiv. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will pick up on some Chesam Beis next time.